But by the end of a year, both the pace and above all the bureaucratic stresses in the White House were beginning to show. Disagreements with cabinet departments started to undermine his position. He began to receive less support from the Pentagon and Kelly, and his solid, thoughtful, and measured personality naturally grated on the boss. The rumors of his dismissal have been circulating for months. The fact that he has chosen retirement instead of moving on to a fourth star speaks volumes. I suspect and hope we will see more of H.R. McMaster. His intellect and depth of experience will be valuable to the private sector, and I hope he will return to government in an administration more in line with both his sensible centrist views and, perhaps more important, his rational personality. In shifting to John Bolton, we go from a centrist to a neocon, from a calming personality who builds teams to a harsh ideologue who drives them into the ground, and from a practitioner of smart power to a theorist of hard power. The drums of war are beating louder, and in the Pentagon they are taking a deep breath and preparing for conflict not only on the banks of the Potomac, but also, more dangerously, around the world. We are poorer for the departure of H.R. McMaster. He deserved a better ending to his short, strange voyage.